fill up this Pokedex with everything, all of it.
I'm going to fill up your mom.
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly.
Welcome back to another super special episode of your favorite podcast that talks about obscure Pokemon movies from your childhood and that you didn't realize they continued making them.
Mm-hmm. That's an apt description of this podcast. Only for today, though.
Only today. Next week, it'll be something different. We'll talk about that later. I'm excited for it, though.
So am I. I'm excited because the art's going to be fantastic.
That too. But we're This Is Why You're Wrong. We're a podcast. We make lists. My name's John.
I'm Steven.
I'm Alex.
We're the crew. We're the podcast. Here we are. Another week. Mm-hmm. Another day. America's still here. And yes, that's evergreen, Steven.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Technically, yeah. Technically, America is still here.
I guess it's not evergreen, because if next week America's not here, then oops.
Yeah, well, it's America here for being now. Here is more, that's more safe.
So, if America's not here next week, then you'll know when this podcast was recorded.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's going to be an episode next week if America's not here, because that seems like a very large problem.
I mean, it depends. It depends.
Yeah, technically, yeah. But we're not even talking about America. We're talking about fucking Japan.
We're talking about Japan. We're talking about Pokemon movies. Now, anyone may have watched an assortment of Pokemon movies when they were young. Or if you're a parent, or then like maybe 15. your kid watched it when they were young. And, you know, you're thinking, yeah, they made Pokemon movies in, like, 1999 through, like, 2004. Well, they kept going. How many Pokemon movies are there, Alex?
There's a whopping 23 being released on the 25th of December.
Yeah, fucking more.
It's ridiculous. Pokemon. It is ridiculous how many Pokemon movies there are. And not all of them. Or do all of them have Ash as the protagonist?
Yeah, Ash is in every single one.
Yeah.
His cast of characters
sometimes they change. A lot. Yeah. The second one doesn't even have Brock in it. It has Brock in the background, helping
that boy,
helping Professor. Tracy's
in it.
Who's basically just Brock, but doesn't try to hit on all the girls.
Yeah, he's.
But he's basically just, Brock. Yeah, he's. He's PC Brock. He's got eyeballs.
Yeah, he can see. But I'm super excited.
That's why Brock is attracted to all the girls, because he just can't fucking see.
He just knows. He feels their presence.
He can smell it, I guess. He can smell the women from miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Brock's best line is not in any of these movies, though.
What's his best line?
It's a drying pan.
I'll use my frying pan as a drying pan, and he holds his frying pan above his head as he's running through the rain. It's great.
It's very good. Very good.
That's his best line. I don't remember where it's from, but it's got to be early in the show, because he leaves after, like, the third season or some shit.
Mm-hmm. He's got to go take care of his kids, or his brothers and sisters, because his parents are pieces of shit.
Who all look like Brock.
Yeah. Well, he's also a gym leader, because everyone's a fucking gym leader besides Ash.
And they just leave and hang out with Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ash is apparently the most charismatic 10-year-old ever.
Yeah, and all of his fucking friends are shredded. Theoretically shredded. Misty and Brock aren't physically shredded. They should be, but they aren't.
Yeah, Ash breaks Misty's bike and she breaks Ash. Because she's fucking shredded. That'd be I mean, the show would be done, right? That's why she can't be shredded.
Exactly.
Okay, but these movies, rewatching some of these movies, they're corny as fuck.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Big time.
100% they are. But they're fucking rad.
I mean, yeah, sure. A lot of them are rad. Some of them not so good. The ones not on this list, we're not going to talk about them. They're not good. Because there's you got the good movies that you need to put in order. You got the movies that are like okay that you got to put in order, and then that's the whole list. And the rest of them are just the movies that are bad. Like we don't talk about those.
Alex, you haven't gone first in many moons, so yeah, you're gonna go first on this moon.
All right. In that case, at number 10, I got Pokemon 2000.
Holy shit! At number 10?
Yeah, that's I really like the movie.
That's one of the good ones.
All right, but is it one of the good ones because it's like one of the first ones, or is it one of the good ones because it's got a good plot?
Oh, pure nostalgia.
I mean, it's also a lot of nostalgia, but I'm going to tell you right now, Alex, I don't think really any of these, except maybe a handful, have a good plot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't watch these movies for the plot. You watch it for you watch it for the Pokemon battles or the nostalgia or because you're a youngin and this is just the kind of shit that you want to watch.
Or it's on Cartoon Network at like 2 p.m. and you have nothing better to do.
Exactly.
Right, which is enough. My number 10. My number 10 is the 2 p.m. Cartoon Network special. It's Giratina and the Sky Warrior. It's only on my list because I like Giratina a whole lot, and he's cool as fuck in that movie.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I don't even have that one on my list.
Same.
Yeah, it's not good. Giratina's cool as shit, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it that. He's the anti-god. Mm-hmm. Antichrist, essentially.
He's reverse Archeos. He's
the Antichrist. You heard it here first. Giratina equals Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. And then you got a Shaman in that one, too.
Yeah.
Which one's that one?
The little, like, planty Pokemon thing. The legendary. It changes state, like, statuses based on where it is. Oh, no.
Little hedgehog thing, right?
Yeah.
Little grass hedgehog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think another one.
Yeah, also, another one. Diamond and Pearl is just the best generation. Bar none.
I'm a hard disagree.
What's the best generation, John?
The first.
Yeah, well, yes, but...
You said bar none. Generations
after the first.
You said...
Generations
you,
after the first.
Steven, you said bar none.
S tier is first gen. This is A tier. This is the tier below.
I really like the third gen. Ruby and Sapphire was my shit.
Ruby and Sapphire is pretty good. That's Kyogre and Groudon, right?
Yeah. If the second gen had more Pokemon, that would be it. But those games were still fun because you go back to the first gen. You get to beat 16 gym leaders.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
They should have done more of that shit.
What's your number 10, John?
It is the... it is Mewtwo Strikes Back. It is the second rendition of Pokemon the movie.
Oh, with Slowking?
Well, No. That's Pokemon 2000.
You're right.
This is literally the first movie, but it's CGI, and it was made like 3 years ago.
Oh, gross. Nah. No. Hard pass. I don't want my nostalgia to look good.
I put it on here because I don't really like most of these movies. I didn't think about this before we did this list, but it probably should have just been like a top five list or some shit, but whatever, here we are. So I liked the first one quite a bit. So here is just the same movie. You just the get second to put it on twice. Yeah, why not?
Just get to put it on twice.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay.
All right, my number 9 is Arceus and the Jewel of Life. Because you have God.
That is one of the only. Shit. That is one of the only Pokemon movies I have seen, and then did not like. Like most of the shit that isn't on my list because it's trash and I haven't seen it. But this is a movie that's trash that I have seen.
All right, fair enough. What don't you like about it?
I don't know. I don't give a shit about Arceus. Like, he's the god Pokemon, but, like, I don't know. He's just not my jam, you know?
Okay, fair enough.
They do the time travel shit. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't care about Arceus either.
My number nine, it's Genesect and The Legend Awakened. So you got Mew, you got Mewtwo, you got Genesect doing cool shit. This movie is more recent than it should be. I watched this in high school. It came out in 2013. It's very cool.
That is recent. I mean, it's still 7 years ago, but...
Yeah, yeah. You got Purple Genesect, you got Red Genesect in this movie. This shit's rad.
There are three Genesects.
Mm-hmm. That's one of... I like that Pokemon a whole lot. It's very cool.
Yeah, he's okay. Something that I don't like, I really don't like about Pokemon movies or TV shows, is they're unrealistic even compared to the video games.
Yeah. Fucking Ash loses to shit he should kick the shit out of.
Yeah, Pikachu should be... like level 300, and it's still like he'll go to the next gen and he'll lose to a Caterpie, which is insane. But I'm talking about like he chooses to not evolve his Pokemon, or his Pokemon just take eons to evolve. So like in this one, he's got Oshawott, and it like fucks up some Pokemon in this game or in this movie.
His Oshawott literally never evolves.
That's the it's the second one, right? Or did it stay at the first one? I don't remember what
option. No, that's the first, first one, I think.
Right? It stays first. His Emboar evolves, and his green thing evolves, whose name I don't remember.
The little snake thing? The starter one?
The green snake.
No, that evolves.
Starts like a mess.
Yeah, that evolves. Oshawott does not evolve.
Just stupid.
I agree. He'll have all three starter Pokemon, and he'll have one at the first, one at the second, and one at the third evolution.
Yeah, it's super weird. I don't know.
Basic first and second or whatever, but yeah.
Even, like, when I was a 10-year-old kid playing Pokemon, my shit just, like, I didn't ever fucking, like, no, you're not evolving, I refuse to evolve you.
It's just weird. I don't know why they feel they need to do that in these movies.
Mm-hmm. Also, he's only one... He's only become a region champion, like, twice.
I think it's only once.
Is it really only once? And I know recently. It's super fucking recent.
Yeah, it was, like, last year.
I mean, technically, there's that, what is it, like, the Indigo League? Where you won that shit, it was, like, a bunch of little islands in between Johto and Kanto, I think.
Is that not the one? I think that's the one
we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the one he just won.
It's the,
No.
What was the game that came out before Sword and Shield?
Sun and Moon?
X and Y? Sun and Moon.
Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
Where they're on, like, the Hawaiian place.
Okay. Apparently, Google tells me he's won two.
Okay. What two are they, Google?
The Orange Islands League and the Battle Frontier.
I know he gets fucking turbo-cucked by some dude with a Darkrai and a Latios.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. That's some fucking feels bad.
Also, have you seen how Ash looks now? He looks fucking stupid.
No,
but I got to. Posted in the... Also, there's never a love interest for Ash. Ash is just too in love with the Pokemons to...
I mean, no, there is. Ash is just too stupid to notice.
Oh, that's even worse.
He's 10. What do you want?
I don't know. To develop.
Yeah, it would have been great to see him like grow as we grow. That would have been nice. Mm-hmm. But no.
I want to see a 24-year-old Ash.
Yeah.
Cynical, hanging out with Pokemon, kicking the shit out of Meowth and stuff. It'd be great.
All right, I got you with the 24-year-old Ash.
Being depressed.
God damn it.
Oh, fuck yeah. He's shredded. That's my Ash.
Of course he is, dude. He's gotta be.
That's a horrifying picture. That is terrifying.
But this is what Ash looks like now.
Oh my god! He has a mustache.
I mean, kind of. I think it's just lines on his face.
That's what a mustache is. Okay, so
I mean, you're not wrong.
Do you want shredded Ash?
I want shredded Ash.
versus Mustache Ash.
I want Shredded Ash.
Okay, same. I'm glad we're on the same page. Whose turn is it? What number are we on?
I want Yoked as Fuck Ash just like chucking a ball so hard at the Pokemon that it just kills it instantly.
Well, it knocks it out. You don't kill things in Pokemon unless you're a Tauros.
I mean, not in the show and in the movies. Pokemon could die. Because, like, when he gets his Charmander and it's raining outside, you're like, you left your Charmander outside in the rain? If its tail goes out, it will die.
It will literally die.
Or you gotta fucking run to the Pokemon Center with your Pokemon, because if you don't heal it, it will just die. It's not, it faints and gets knocked out. Which is wild.
Mm-hmm.
My number 9 is another, like, revamp. It is Pokemon I Choose You.
Which, that's the Ho-Ho one, right?
Pokemon I Choose You also is recent. It is... Wait, maybe. So it is the... It's basically the beginning of the TV show thrown into a movie.
Okay. Does he get sunglasses wearing Squirtle?
I don't know. I haven't seen this one, actually.
Neither have I. Why are they doing retellings?
I don't know.
Because they're at that point in time.
That's a good point.
When they can.
That's a good point.
And people are seeing the movie anyways and pay for it.
Yeah.
But it's like a bunch of shit that goes on in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You got leaving Pallet Town. You got fucking up with Entei. You getting Charmander. You're doing shit with Ho-Oh, like you said. A lot goes on in this movie. It's kind of low. Because, again, it's not like an original movie. It's still just like retelling the same shit.
Sure.
But it's good. It's fun. It's better than some of these other ones.
What's your number 8, Alex?
Jirachi Wishmaker.
You know what time it is, Alex?
Hey, are we sex?
Hell fucking yeah, brother.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Hell yeah, you can call me Growler.
Rawr. I'm Fist.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good. It's number 8. I like Jirachi quite a bit. It was always a cool Pokemon to me. Oh my god. I can't fucking copy paste. I want to die. Oh, never mind. It's just the fucking piece of dog shit. Never mind. We're good. We're good. But fuck yeah. Jirachi Wishmaker, easy number 8.
I would have loved the Absol in the movie. Mm-hmm.
Hell, dude. Absol was the coolest fucking Pokemon that wasn't a legendary for me when I was young. It was so cool. You got Rayquaza in this movie. This shit's... Yeah, the movie's awesome. Very good. I'm glad we got to be Growler and Fist, Alex.
Oh, yeah, same. Been a long time coming.
What's your trash number 8, John?
I mean, it's not as good as Jirachi.
No, it's not.
It's Pokemon Ranger and the Temple of the Sea.
What is that?
Nothing important.
I agree. Good answer, Alex. Good answer.
It's like the crossover between Pokemon and Pokemon Ranger. Did you ever play Pokemon Ranger?
Is it the one where you're an actual Pokemon? No, Mystery Dungeon.
That's Mystery Dungeon.
Fuck that game.
Mystery Dungeon is way better than Pokemon Ranger.
Yep, definitely.
You ever played Mystery Dungeon?
You can actually use your left hand. Not to forcibly use your right hand. It's great.
Mystery Dungeon's a lot of fun. Pokemon Ranger, somewhat fun. It's like... You go and you use your Pokemon to, I don't remember. Do you like help nature or some shit?
Is it a Celebi movie?
No, that one's much better.
Or a Celebi game?
No. You like throw your little Beyblade and you spin it around the Pokemon to capture the Pokemon?
This sounds awful.
Also, yeah,
it wasn't ambidextrous, according to Alex.
Apparently. No. I didn't notice because I'm right-handed, so I don't need to.
Built different. All right, Alex. Will it continue? Will sex live on? What's your number 7?
Destiny Deoxys?
Fuck. Close. No.
Damn.
Nah, that one's a bit higher for me.
Oh, really no, Alex, you messed up a little bit. That's my number 7.
Hey, that's fine. I'm a little slut that likes being passed around. I'm okay with it.
That's my fist.
What's our name, John? Have we ever discussed this?
It's not Alan, is it?
Is it Alan?
Be Jax.
Yeah, is it Jax? Is it I Jax? Like Jax.
It could be Jax. I'm down for it.
All right, which one of us gets to wield the lamppost?
You can take it.
Okay, cool.
Alex's fist. He doesn't need the lamppost.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the fist holds the lamppost.
Of course it does. My fist will hold your lamppost.
Too many sexual innuendos. I'm done.
And we're not even on idioms anymore. That's a really fun movie. I enjoy the shit out of Destiny Deoxys.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. Deoxys is a fun Pokemon. Yeah, it's from space. Cool. There's you can if you catch it, not catch it. If it's given to you, because that's the only way to get it. In the Pokemon games, you can like interact with a meteorite to change the form of the Deoxys because it has different forms to excel in different things. It's super cool.
It is. I agree. My number 7, however, is Pokemon Heroes Latios and Latias.
That also fun movie.
Super fun. I very specifically remember the scene where they're flying around in the city, just Latios and Latias, going over the canals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. What a movie. You got a big white bird Pokemon in that movie too, whose name I forgot.
Big white bird.
Yeah.
Lugia?
Yeah, Lugia. It's very cool. Also, I'm pretty sure there's like a big clock tower villain doing wild shit up in the sky that looked very cool. But that might be a different movie. I have no idea.
Did you not watch any of these movies?
I watched my number 1, and I watched my number 2, and I watched my number 3. But the rest, we're going off of memory.
I did only watch about half of mine, because I could only find about half of mine. You can go on the, like, literally the Pokemon website, and they have the first, like, 3 movies on their website.
That's where I watched them. It's not the first 3, but I watched many of them there.
You can't. I was only able to find
that
the first 3.
That fucking mask is horrifying.
Which one?
The last picture.
Yeah, it really is.
Holy shit. Alex, number 6.
Number 6 is Pokemon Forever.
That's too low.
That's way too low.
That's too low.
Is it? I mean.
Yeah. I'll talk about it for myself when we get there. Because we're not there yet.
No, we're not. That's too low.
Maybe. But definitely. I put it there.
100%.
So that's where it's at now.
That movie? Fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
My number 6, it's The Rise of Darkrai. I like Darkrai, I like Giratina. Those fucking Pokemon are cool as shit. Again, Diamond and Pearl era, baby. The best.
Wait, Rise of Darkrai is your number 6, right? Pokemon Heroes was your number 7? Okay.
I'm doing your job for me.
I mean, yeah. Because if you guys have these on there that I didn't have on my list, and these are long-ass names, so I can't copy and paste, you can copy and paste it. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
My number 6, Pokemon Heroes. I like it a little bit more. It's a ton of fun.
It's pretty good. I really like the setting. I super enjoy the setting. It's super cool.
While we're at it, my number 5 is Pokemon Heroes.
Nice. These lads are a little larger. We're getting up there. Pokemon Heroes is great, though. Did we? We haven't. Oh.
I'm an idiot.
We haven't done a Legendaries list yet, have we?
No.
We have not.
We just did the best and worst types of each type, which took forever and was kind of dry. If I remember.
We should do a Legendaries list.
Maybe.
Our top 10 Legendaries?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Legendaries and pseudo-legendaries.
No, not pseudo. Why did you include pseudo legendaries?
Because I like Volcarona separate. A whole lot. And there's an evolution for it. So it's not a legendary.
Yeah, it's not a legendary. Steven, what's your number five?
My number five? It's Pokemon 2000.
Close.
You got a cool as fuck promo card when your parents took you that 4 or 5 times in a row with you and your friends.
I don't think I ever went to the movie theater to see this movie.
I went to the movie theater when it was still the rave to see this movie.
I mean, but it was the rave until like 2016.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it turned... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, it only switched to recently. I mean, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, so not like hella recently, but like we were still in high school. Like until we were done with high school, it was still the rave, I'm pretty sure.
Jesus. Pokemon 2000, fantastic movie. You got Slowbro King, or King Slowbro, whatever the fuck that dumbass Pokemon's called, talking to you. It's fantastic. Mew's in that. That movie slaps.
Mew is, wait. Wait, Pokemon 2000? Mew's not in Pokemon 2000.
Mew's not in Pokemon 2000?
No.
Why'd they give you a fucking
Slowking is talking promo. To you. Are you sure that it was for this movie and not for Pokemon the movie?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Because, yeah, Mew is...
Weird... Yeah, Mew is not.
Mew's nowhere in this movie. This movie is...
You got the three birds.
Is the guy in the sky castle catching the three birds, and then Lugia pops out of the ocean. He didn't capture all three birds. He captured two birds, and then they escaped. And then Lugia is there, and Ash gets to ride him and save the world.
Tracy's there, not being Brock.
Yep. Brock is hanging out with Professor Juniper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because all the men are woods, or trees, and all the women are bushes. The professors, at least.
Pokemon.
Yeah. Professor Oak and Elm and Birch.
Mm-hmm.
My number five is Jirachi Wishmaker. I like this movie quite a bit. Because now we're getting into the point where all of these movies, or most of these movies, are probably actually on like the same level of goodness. Now we're just hitting movies that are nostalgic for me, that I watched when I was a kid. I didn't watch recently to make this list.
Yeah.
By recently, I mean, you know, we've had this list going for months, so it's been months since I've even seen some of these movies, but... Jirachi Wishmaker, ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Got time Super stuff. Enjoyed it. He's got Max. Nobody gives a fuck about Max, but he needs a friend, and he makes a friend with Jirachi. It's May's little brother.
Yeah, is May in this movie?
Yeah.
I like May. She's no Misty, but she's up there.
I don't like Misty's hair. She's got, like, the one braid off to the side.
Yeah. Yeah, that annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I like it. I like Misty. Misty's cool.
Yeah, she's a gym leader. Kind of. Her sisters are the gym leaders, but she's also kind of the gym leader.
They're all the gym leaders.
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Dude, even just searching Misty normally
is bullshit
like this. I don't understand.
Don't. Man. It's bad.
I really don't.
Pokemon? That's another...
Just
fantastic.
I want to see no more pictures of Misty. I don't want to see that shit.
Yes, sir. Pokemon and animals. That's the real fucking bad, real quick.
Oh, what the fuck?
Google image search, bud. Real bad. Why is he still has fucking a dumbass mustache? He looks evil.
Why is Misty in the new Pokemon? Misty comes back. She also hasn't aged, and she's just hanging out with Ash again.
I think they restarted it.
Did they?
From, like, the beginning. I think so.
I don't fucking know. It's wild.
Because I remember seeing...
Did they get a new voice actor?
I don't know.
Did OG Ash die?
No.
Oh, they... You know what? They may have restarted it because some of these movies are in an alternate universe.
What?
The CGI, the, like, I Choose You and Mewtwo Strikes Back are different universe. It is, we are starting over.
Because they're CGI versus animated?
I don't know. I don't think that's why, but like I think the TV show also is like I haven't watched the TV show, but like they may actually be trying to go through it again.
I just want to watch a TV show about Red because he's everything Ash wants to be. Or Gary. Give me more Gary stuff.
You have a Pokemon Origins you can watch.
Is that about Red?
I think so. Pretty sure.
I'm down.
You can find it on YouTube. They're cool. Like 8 or 10 episodes.
Hell yeah, I'm down. What is your number 4, Alex?
And number 4, we have The Rise of Darkrai.
Okay.
Tie up.
No, that's fine.
I enjoyed the movie.
That's fine. That's a reasonable position for Darkrai. Darkrai's cool as fuck. He's like Freddy Krueger the Pokemon. And it's wild.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? Darkrai, Rise of Darkrai, not on my list. I didn't particularly care about this movie.
My number 4 is Destiny Deoxys. Because it's cool as shit. Deoxys is a cool as fuck Pokemon. That one also has a super sick setting. It's like future. Like, I don't know. There's like tall buildings and it's futuristic. It's very cool.
Oh, you guys didn't include Detective Pikachu on your list criteria, did you?
No.
Were we not supposed to?
You could have. Oh, no. Is it on yours, Alex?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Oh, no.
It's a Pokemon movie. It counts.
I guess it technically is. But yeah, Ash just going to that new city and it looks super futuristic and...
Mm-hmm. Cyberpunky. It's cool as shit.
I vividly remember the high-tech vending machines that they got in that movie.
Mm-hmm. They also have like little like transformers.
Yeah.
Turning into bridges and shit. It's cool. Yeah. And Rayquaza and Deoxys fucking fight. It's cool as shit.
Which is cool.
Very good.
My number 4 is Pokemon 2000, because that movie was great.
That's pretty good.
Much nostalgia.
Mm-hmm. These are good, though.
I found a fact that Herman Cain, Herman Cain, the Republican senator? Not John McCain.
No, Herman. I'm pretty sure Herman Cain's also dead.
Is he?
I think he died of Rona.
Yep, you are absolutely correct. All right, so the late Herman Cain.
What Pokemon fact do you have, John?
He apparently, in one of his runnings, I don't remember which one, he quoted a song from this movie. A song made for the movie. He quoted it in his speech. And when someone was like, hey, why are you quoting something from a Pokemon movie? He was like, what? No. I heard it from somewhere else. And then he couldn't tell them where he heard it from.
Very good.
But every time he was asked about it, you're just like, nah, I heard it from somewhere else.
That's hilarious.
What song was it?
I don't remember.
Let me see if I can find it.
Okay, I found it. Not the song, but the quote. Life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible. It's never easy when there's so much on the line. But you and I can make a difference. There's a mission just for you and me. Just look inside and you will find just what you can do.
Yeah, he claimed he was citing from a poem.
That's hilarious.
Pokemon the Movie 2000 is where it's from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
The song is called The Power of One.
That'll be in the show notes. Future John will see to it.
What am I putting in the show notes?
The Power of One from Pokemon 2000.
You can just go watch the movie.
Put the whole ass movie in the show notes. These are the top 3, though. I'm pretty sure mine and John's top 3, it's going to be beat for beat, probably the exact same.
Probably.
Alex, what's your number 3, though?
Detective Pikachu. And number three.
Reasonable.
Really enjoyed the movie.
That's probably the best Pokemon movie.
Yeah, I've never seen it, though.
Ooh, you really should. I think it's on Netflix. I could be wrong, though.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay, well, I'll watch Detective Pikachu, Alex.
Yes, we would.
Get back to me.
Brian Reynolds as Detective Pikachu is hilarious. Ryan, not Brian.
What is your number three, Steven?
It's Pokemon 3, the movie. It's Entei.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
Doing fucking cool shit. The little girl hanging out in the castle. Entei's doing stuff like, yeah, I gotta protect this little girl because I'm fucking Entei.
I'm daddy. I'm dad. I'm gonna go fucking kidnap a random woman and drug her with my mind powers and make her mother.
And we gotta live in a big fucking crystal castle. And I gotta protect this little girl I kidnapped.
And it's got a gnome. Because
I have to.
Like, that movie was actually a little spooky for me growing up. Because you've got, like, they find the, like... So, first, it's very vivid in my mind. The little unknown little pieces with the unknown on them. Like, the pieces of stone with the unknown drawings on them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
In the box. Yeah. Very, very, powerful image to my nostalgia or whatever. But then the unknown just like popping out and making this dude just disappear into another dimension. Terrifying. Yeah,
it's fucking crazy. This movie is fucking sick.
Yeah, it's great. It's like actually fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Brock battling this bitch, and then you've got Misty battling her, and then Ash doesn't battle her because he just gets to his mom. And he convinced her to give his mom up, let him leave.
Ash has a way with words.
Yeah, Ash battles the girl at the beginning, though, and the girl gives him her phone just in case he gets into trouble. Because he wooed her.
Also, her dad's an archaeologist, and they live in a big-ass fucking mansion. And it makes no goddamn sense.
Nah, he's a professor.
He's an archaeologist.
Happens to be an archaeologist.
Yeah, but even then, on a fucking professor's salary, you're living in a big-ass mansion?
I mean, Professor Oak got all that shit, too, and he just deals with Pokemon.
Yeah, but he's also fucking your mom, so...
He's also fucking Ash's mom. Hey, you're 10 at now, Ash, and just like your father, who nobody knows what maybe happened to him, you gotta go off and...
His dad's evil. Kind of.
Is it? Who's his dad?
It could be Giovanni. It might not be Giovanni. We don't know.
Nah. Professor Oak is like, hey, I may be your dad, but you don't know that, but you gotta go off on a Pokemon adventure so I can keep fucking your mom.
Fill up this Pokedex with everything, all of it.
I'm gonna fill up your mom.
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hopefully you're still here listening to us talk about movies from your childhood.
This is a Pokemon movie. This is a Pokemon episode, by the way. But we'll talk about Dead Herman Cain, and we're going to talk about Professor Oak fucking your mom. Because we have to.
Hey, he's got a way with Pokemon, dude.
He sure does. Alex, what's your number two?
My number two is Pokemon the first movie.
God, so close.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sorry, close. Guys.
That movie is in fucking incredible. That movie's so good.
Very good.
Like legitimately a good-ass fucking movie.
It's got a good quote in it, too.
Sure. A fucking, yeah, it does. We'll talk about it in a minute. Okay, John. We know what the number two is, right? It's the Celebi movie.
Yeah, it's Pokemon Forever. That movie's hell fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's so good. It's so good. Just fucking flying around, fixing nature with your boys. God, it's so cool.
You just got, like this one also has time shit. But it's like, you don't realize for some of the time shit. For those who haven't watched this movie, you've got Ash going around, and he fucks around. This boy gets teleported into the future, into his time or whatever, and he's got to help save him, Celebi. And then after he's done saving the boy, and he goes back to his normal time or whatever, you find out that that boy was actually just Professor Oak when he was a little kid. It's great.
Yeah, it's wild. You have Suicune in this movie, too, and it's cool as shit.
The bad guy in this movie is actually cool.
Yeah, he is.
He's got, like, a cool mask. He's got cool Pokemon. You've got, like, Scizor in this movie. You've got other cool Pokemon that I can't remember off the top of my head.
There's a scene where they're at a lake, and it's cool as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's super cool. Fucking love this movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, why would I forget this Pokemon? He's got a fucking Tyranitar.
Yeah, cool as fuck, shit. Yeah, he does.
It's cool as shit.
That was one of the cards that I wanted super bad when I was a kid. I wanted me a fucking Tyranitar card. I want to say Salamence is in this movie, too. Because of course it is. Because the movie's cool as shit.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't think... Is third gen in this one?
The Tyranitar is.
Tyranitar, second gen.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Fuck. Salamence.
I don't think Salamence is in this movie. It may be, but I don't think it is.
I think you're right. There's a... I don't know if it's a movie with Salamence. It might be a show with Salamence in it. What are the episodes of Salamence in it?
You got Scyther, you got Scizor, Sneasel, you got an Ursaring, you got a Houndoom. All these, like, all of the cool Pokemon from the second gen, all packed into one movie. But yeah, this guy's just throwing these dark balls around, fucking making Pokemon evil.
Yeah, it's cool as fuck. It's super cool. Well, we already... What's your number one, Alex?
My number one is Lucario and the Mystery of Mew.
That is a really, really good movie.
It's not on your list.
It's not, but it's super fucking good.
Yeah, I really love it. Lucario is one of my favorite Pokemon, and just seeing the main story around him, love it.
I also like that setting a whole lot. Holy fuck. It also grossed 4.3 billion yen.
Is that a lot?
I don't know how many real dollars that is, but I assume that's a shit ton of real dollars.
40 million.
Whew. For a Pokemon movie? God damn.
That is good.
I made the mistake of typing into Google 4.3 yen.
What did that come out with?
4 cents.
Yeah, dude, it made 4 cents in the box office. Very good. I like the medieval time, like, jousting and shit. It's cool as shit. There's a tournament at the beginning of this movie that's cool. Nah, movie good.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's no... The first movie?
Pokemon the movie. The first movie. The first one.
Oh, it's so good. It's so very good.
And it's not even just nostalgia.
No, it's like a legitimate good movie, which is insane.
And it's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
They just go downhill, where they're like, let's just recapture that. Let's do that again. No, no, they're not going to be as good, because you've got a good villain. The villain has a righteous quest. Like, is he really good or is he really evil? Like, he has been fucked with his entire life. He had friends in the very beginning, and then they were stripped away from him. He's a science experiment, and he wants to fuck shit up. And he wants to take people's Pokemon, but then Ash, like, fucking gets zapped for his Pokemon.
Yeah, he saves almost Pikachu.
Dies.
Oh, and it's then everyone, so sad.
And then all the Pokemon start crying.
It's so sad. And then I start crying, and Pikachu's crying, everyone's crying. God.
Yeah, Pikachu is just, like, nudging Ash.
Oh.
Saying,
it hurts.
Like,
it hurts my soul.
And crying. God, coming to the understanding that Ash is longer here. It's sad.
It's fucking sad. You know what's fucking not sad, though? Everyone on that big-ass Lapras is fucking riding across the sea. Because cool as shit. Oh, you also have the Mewtwo quotes. God damn. It's so fucking good. So I have a bunch of promo Mews because of that film. This is really good timing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pokemon cards.
Through the moon right now. Also, I'm pretty sure that short at the very beginning is cool as shit.
Yeah, a lot of these shorts are really good.
Mm-hmm.
The shorts for the movie Pokemon 2000 and for Pokemon 3 are also good. The quote I was talking about earlier is, "I see now that the circumstances of one's birth are irrelevant. It is what you do with the gift of life that determines who you are." Which is like a super powerful philosophical quote that is said by Mewtwo. It's a Pokemon. Fucking Mewtwo.
It's a goddamn Pokemon. It's cool.
It's great.
It's so cool. In the fucking Mewtwo fight? Oh yeah. My god. It's just so good.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
So it's corny like every other Pokemon movie, but like it's good still.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot to offer. Like, as an actual movie, which is ludicrous.
Yep. It was so fucking cool. So cool.
Yeah.
Just the bee's knees. Just really creme de la creme.
And you were almost there with us, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
We were close.
It's the generational gap between us.
Yeah, what are you, like 3-4 years older than me?
Yeah.
You're what, 22, Alex?
Yeah.
Then, yes.
3 years. 3 years.
Yeah, I was born when the first movie came out.
But yeah, that is the list. Do we have any honorable mentions besides shorts? Like, anything with Pichu in it is a good short.
Yeah. You're right. Those are good shorts.
Like, there's one where, like, Togepi gets lost or whatever, and so they gotta go, like, run around the forest trying to find Togepi. There's one where I vividly remember parts of just, like, Pikachu and Pichu, like the Pichu bros, running around the city, fucking shit up. There's one where they go to, like, this big, like, it's basically just, like, a big dog park, but it's for Pokemon. So you got, like it's like, not like a dog park, it's like a park. Like, think of, like, a children's park, but if it was made for, like, little intelligent animals jumping around. Like, just this big fucking park with, like, obstacles and shit. And they're all just fucking around, and it's fun. Most of the shorts are pretty good. I haven't seen many of any of the new shorts, but...
I like the fights at the beginning of the one with Tracy in it is pretty good. Because there's a Dawn fan in it.
Yes. Yeah, Ash fights that one girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a Dawn fan. She's got a Teddy Ursa. She's got an Apom. The fight in the beginning of the first Pokemon movie, the dude's got a Machamp.
Yeah. Which is
pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Ash is just complaining that he's fucking hungry and he can't work because he's too hungry. And then someone's like, "Are you Ash? I want a fucking Pokemon battle." And Ash just gets up and he's ready.
Yeah, dude. And they're having, like, a picnic waiting for Brock to cook. And then he's like, "Fuck yeah, I'll battle you, bitch. Fucking, let's throw down then." It's fucking cool. I like Pokemon. Pokemon good.
I like the scene in the first movie where Ash and, like, 3 or 4 other trainers are all hanging out in the castle with Mewtwo before Mewtwo reveals himself. And you just got all these different 3 trainers just hanging out with their squad of Pokemon. And all 3 of them just have, like, super powered up Pokemon. Oh, this lady? Oh, I got a Gyarados, and I got a Blastoise, and I got a Dewgong. Oh, this dude over here, he's got a Venusaur, and he's got, like, an Onix. He's got, like, all these other big Pokemon that are menacing and cool. I don't know. It's just nostalgic. It's cool. It's fun.
I super enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like all, like, the test tube shots in the first movie as well. Those are super cool.
And the fucking Team Rocket team is just like, who's that Pokemon?
It's great.
The interesting thing about all of these Pokemon movies is Team Rocket is the good guy in almost every single Pokemon movie.
Yeah, because Team Rocket's not bad.
Sure.
Like, Team Rocket's like the go-to slapstick comedy 95% of the time.
Absolutely. But in the TV show, like, sometimes they have the redeeming qualities, right? Like, where they're not they show that they're not the bad guy, that they're not, like, actually gonna fuck you up. But, like, a lot of the time, they'll, like, just fail at being bad, and they'll blast off, and that's the end of the Team Rocket in the episode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure in every single Pokemon movie, they're just good in every single one. Like, they don't have... have a chance to be bad the whole time and just leave.
The big bads in all the Pokemon movies are like actual big bad,
actually like bad evil. People. Yeah.
Even they're if not that here to just fuck around.
Even if that is Team Rocket, like it is in Pokemon Forever.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's gonna fucking take out Giovanni and revolutionize Team Rocket, make them even more evil.
There's a shot in that movie with Giovanni and Persian that's super fucking good. I like Persian a whole lot. That Pokemon's
big cat.
So cool.
Just a big cat.
It's just a big cat. It's dope as shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's Pokemon. Next week.
So this episode, another like shorter episode from our regular episodes. Next week, though, it's probably going to be a long episode. There's going to be more debate than there was today. We didn't feel as strongly about some of these lower listings of Pokemon movies. We only really got a little into it at the top. Next week, though, I'm pretty sure we're all going to fight for every single one of the 10 spots on that list. And it's not just the three of us, but we're going to have at least Jorge and maybe Flaky Michael. We're probably going to have both. We're going to talk about cool anime villains.
Yep.
That's individuals, groups of people. If you haven't watched anime, maybe some of these are going to be spoilers for you. Maybe some of them you're not going to understand fully, but we'll go into it and we'll give you all of the reasons why.
We're going to talk about Naruto.
We're probably going to talk about Naruto quite a bit, but I think this one is going to be more diverse than anime fights. It is going to be less of Naruto. 100%. We're going to talk 100%. A lot about Naruto, but not where it's like a third of the fights or some shit.
Yeah, I agree. Also, but the art is going to be fantastic.
Whenever it comes out. We'll talk about that later, though. If that bad guy group comes up in the episode.
The bad guy group's 100% going to come up
okay,
in the episode.
I haven't finished my list. I have a long tentative list. Or not tentative, but like options to pick from. Mm-hmm. But we are This Is Why You're Wrong. You can email us all your comments, concerns, questions, list ideas, lists, whatever.
We've been getting a few. We got a few ideas, which is cool as shit.
Yeah.
Keep emailing us.
Us at thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all at thisiswhyyourewrong1. Every time we have an episode release, I will tweet out on the Twitter. I've been going back through some of the ones that we didn't do that with and tweeting out some of those too. So you can find all that information there. You can tweet at me at Double Owls.
You can tweet at me at PHNOV1.
You can tweet at me at Zeofer17.
I try to tweet if like the episode isn't going to come out that you were expecting and we're substituting it with something else. So you can be up to date with that. But yeah.
I think that's it for this week as well.
Okay. Well, we'll catch you guys next time with cool anime villains.
Deuces.